He was a person, his name was Rav Meir. Rav Meir was so great. He was so great. It's not shy to describe the greatness of Rav Meir. And this wasn't the Rav Meir from the Shas, from the time of the Tanoim. It was a different Rav Meir. There were a lot of tzaddikim whose names were Rav Meir. This was a tzaddik in the time of the Gemara, whose name was Rav Meir. It wasn't the famous Rav Meir that we always have in the Mishnayos. And this Rav Meir had a minig, like all Klal Yisrael, to go up to Yerushalayim al Regel when it comes to Yom Tovim, and be mishtasheh with Divrei Torah, with all his chaverim, and to be nene. It was moiridik, to be nene mziv hashchina. This person, Rav Meir, had a very close friend. His name was Rav Yehuda. Yehuda, and this Yehuda Atabach, this Rav Yehuda, was very close to Rav Meir, and they spent a lot of time talking and being mishtashay with Divrei Torah. Every time Rav Meir used to come up to Yerushalayim, he always stayed by his place, the same place by this Rav Yehuda, because this Rav Yehuda was very close to him, and they grew up together. Rav Meir came there, and he came from one of the Yom Tovim, and they spent a lot of time together, and it was gevaldik. And when it was time to leave, he had a lot of tzar that he was leaving Yerushalayim, he was leaving his chaverim. And Rav Yehuda tells him, you know what, don't worry, Rav Meir, you come back the next Yom Tov, and everything will be okay. Rav Meir, when he came back the next Yom Tov, next year he came back. And as soon as he comes to the house, the lady of the house opens up the door and says, come on in. My husband's not home, come on in. She looks, what's the father lady does? What do you mean, come on in? A lady doesn't stand right away. Come on inside. Hey, take it easy. A lady's a lady. A man's a man. Where's the tchumim? Where's the gvul? No, from this wagon, where's Rabbi Judas? He says he didn't come home yet. And you can go. He's over there. Go if you want to speak to him. He's over there, a few blocks away. You can go speak to him. But if you want, you can come inside. Please come in. And I may have felt a little bit uncomfortable the way the lady opened up the door. And the retina shazay, where's the tzniyas? What's going on? And that's when he comes to, and as he's going in the street, Rabbi Yehuda was expecting him. It was a few days before Yom Tov. He was waiting to see him. As soon as he sees Rabbi Yehuda starting to cry. He says, what's the matter? He tells him his wife died. And he married a different lady, and he has a lot of tzar, like Agnes Nefesh, so he's missing his first wife. But from this second, he's married again. And he tells him, listen, not the way it was before, but please come inside, come, you'll be together with me, it'll be good. Good, he comes inside, says, Shalom Aleichem, Mazel Tov, whatever he says, he sat down, and she put down something to eat and something to drink, and again, they were talking, and they continued. Rabbi Yehuda went back. Rabbi Meir always used to have a special room where he used to sleep. And he spent the rest of the day, Rav Yehuda, out. And Rav Meir spent the rest of the day out. He went over here, he went over there, until he came back at night. Rav Yehuda was very, very busy. Meanwhile, this lady that sees this Rav Meir, that he was betachas hayoyfi, and she wasn't a reina froi. She didn't have any good intentions, and she didn't have any good amidas, and she wasn't a tzmua. So she decided she's going to be a little fresh. She'll give him a little bit of wine to drink. She'll take the food that he had, and she'll put a little bit of stuff inside, make him a little bit chicken. It'll be levedik instead. Rav Meir didn't realize it. She put down food on the table, and she drugged him. He didn't chap, and he drank a little bit of the food. He ate the food, he drank a little bit, she put in a little bit of wine, and then he got dizzy, and then she put him more. She said, drink this, I'll take it away. And he drank until he lost his das, and he was totally shaken. He was totally lost his das. She was very fresh and very, very villed, and very fresh and very villed. What he felt. He was so dizzy from the wine that the next thing he knew was the next morning. He didn't know where he was. He was just out. Next morning he wakes up and he sees where was he, what's going on. He was tzutzach, he realized what had happened. He had moedika chalish tzadas. And when he goes up, he gets up and then the lady comes into his room, starts talking so wild and so fresh. So he says, why are you talking to me? What do you think this is? You're not my wife. Why are you talking so wild? You're not talking with me. It's the shyness. Leave me alone. So she says, what do you mean, leave you alone? Last night I shicked you on. You don't even know what I did to you. Wait, he has such a voice. A lady talks that way to a tzaddik. That's more than the chalish tzaddik. And a mayor rips his clothes. And he goes outside, he takes offal and he puts it on top of his head and he starts crying. Devout. And he starts going until he goes. And people see him, what's going on? He says, who knows what happened? The lady is not at Tzinua. And he starts crying and he starts crying bitter tears. And he decided he had to do tshuva. So he goes over to the biggest person of the dirt, the Reish Masifta. The Medrash says, the Reish Masifta. And he goes to Reish Masifta, he says, what should I do? How should I do tshuva? She says, you didn't do any Aveda. You have no lie, you did not Aveda. She just spoke vilt, she spoke not statistic, and that you drank wine. You know, there was no Aveda. So she's not a tenua, but you didn't do an Aveda. He says, no, but because my name is Meir, and I learned the Avis's Torah, on me there's much more of a tefillah. There's much more tainus. What should I do? I have to get this Aveda off me. I can't live without Aveda. No, see, he says, I'll tell you, I have to have time to think. If you really want to have a tshuva shlema, I really have to have time to think. Good. So the next morning, Meir was there, he fasted the whole day, he comes back to the Reish Masifta and he asked him, what should I do? What should I do? So he told him, if you really, really want to get rid of the Aveda, the only Eitzah is, you're going to have to go to the Guvaroyas. You're going to have to go to a lion's den. And what if Shai? If there's any tiny few from Shemayim, then the lions will take care of you. If there's no tiny few from Shemayim, then nothing will happen to you. So he says, okay, I'm willing to do it. Meanwhile, the Talmid HaChachomim from the Beis Medrash, they realize what they're going to take, this tzaddik, and they're going to take him inside, and they're going to put him by a lion's den. You know what it means, a lion's den? He's a pachat pachodim, lions, you know, they're not in a cage. They're ferocious lions. And they'll take him into the forest by a den. Sakola noida, a farfalm. He said he wanted to do tshuva. Tshuva on what? He didn't even do an aveda. Does he have no ra'i? He did an aveda. Abba became with the klap. Because he was a lane in the shom, he wanted to make sure if chas v'shom, there was a shadow of an aveda, he wanted to get rid of it. And they went, and the Reish Masifta said they should take a few geboidim. And they took a few geboidim, they took this Rav Meir, and they put him onto a horse. And the geboidim took swords with them. And in case there's any sakona, they'll be able to help out. And they were instructed like this. You have to take this Rav Meir, and you have to tie him up. Tie up his hands and tie up his feet and put him down. Put him down by the opening where the lions come out at night. Lions stay in den during the day and they come out at night. And Bavakish Mayalachlam, they look around for the food. And they're gonna come out right outside of the den. They have the sense of smell. As soon as they smell human flesh, they'll come over to him. You two people, they were instructed, you have to stay on top at the top of the tree. And you watch. You can't do anything. If lions come, you can't do anything. The only thing you could do in case lions come to you, you could protect yourself. But against Rav Meir, you can't do anything. This is going to be his kapara. And they were very tzabrochen. And Rav Meir went along and started crying. He said, Shema Yisrael. He said, Vidur. He didn't know what's going to be. And then they started traveling. And it's getting dark already. And they travel into the forest. They found out exactly where the lions are. All the way in. Hours inside. Hours of traveling. And when they went inside, they found out where there's a den of lions, they were told. And they went, a few geboidim, they got off the horses, and they told Rav Meir, that's it, this is your children. He started crying, but he knew he had no choice. He can't live with chet. You have to get rid of the aveda. You can't live with the aveda, you have to get rid of it. And they took the tzaddik Rav Meir, they tied up his hands, they tied up his feet, and they put him by the front. They put him by the front, not too far, 20, 30 feet away from the lion's den. The two geboidim, but geboidim, they climbed up a tree and they stayed up all the way up and down. They got rid of the horses because if the lions would see the horses, they'd rip it apart. The horses were put away. They went up on top of the tree and they were just watching. Didn't take too much longer. The sun went down completely. And poor Rav Meir was quivering. He was shaking from pachad. He was laying on the floor. And then at the moonlight, you could see all of a sudden one lion go down. Different lions, two, three, four, six, eight lions, pride of lions go out. They go out of the den. One of the lions sensed the smell and starts walking towards Rav Meir. Now, if you're afraid of a German shepherd, ponem al ponem, you could be masig what it means when a person is laying on the floor and a lion comes over. When Rav Meir saw that the lion was starting to walk over to him, that was it. The pachar of Misa. This Rabbi Yoni says, is the kapol, it's not the misa, it's the pachar of misa. He was white, and the lion came all the way up to him. The lion came up to him, was mamash a pachar, and the lion smelled him, was smelling him, he put his nose right to his face. He sees was alive. He just had to open his mouth. He finished. And the pachat for Rabbeinu was moidik. And he said, Shema Yisrael Gendik. He knows he has his mitzvah. And then the lion picks up his head and gives a roar on top of his lungs. And Rabbeinu is quivering. But then the lion just walks away. Other lions didn't even come to him. And he was just waiting there the whole night. Until the Aryoim. The Aryoim, all the other lions, everybody came back. Everybody went back into the den. And they went to sleep. In the morning they sleep for so many hours in the daytime. And they come out at night. Meanwhile, when the lions went inside, they came back in the morning. The two Gevoidim jumped down from the trees. They fished. They picked up that mayor. They got a hold of the horses where they hid them. They took them. And they traveled all the way back to the Masifta. When they traveled back to the Masifta, the Reish Masifta asked them, knew what happened. So they told him that they put him by the lions. Then the lion came out. And he gave a roar, a moiridik, a pachadik, a roar, but he didn't touch that mayor. So the Reish Masifta was thinking. He says, Nate, that mayor is a big tzaddik. The Haveda, it could be, even if he was a tzeil, a mashal, efshar, or ebis, he has to go back another night. Oy, the pachad was moiridik. All the friends of Rabmeya were gathered around him. They said, listen, the Yevshah made you a nest the first night. He'll make you a nest the second night. Rabmeya said, I'm not looking for Nisa. I have to get rid of that Veda. If there's a Veda, I must get rid of it. And they went, and the two Gevoidim again, they put Rabmeya up on a horse, and they started traveling to the same location. They went, it was getting dark already. They fished, they tied up Rabmeya, they put him 20, 30 feet away from the mouth of the den, and they jumped up on the trees. They got rid of the horses, they jumped up on the trees, and they were watching. Again, as soon as it got dark, one lion walks out, another lion. Until one of the lions come over to Rabmeya. Again, they start smelling him. Mitamol, the lion gets such a moiridik roar, and the pachat and Rabmeya's kamat can die from that. And the lion takes his paw and flips over Rabmeya and rolls. Rabmeya rolls over. Rabmeya thought, what is it? It's finished. And then the lion went away. The Gevoidim up on top of the trees, they watched. They were mamash crying. They loved Rabmeya. They see what's going on. The pachat was moiridik. But then, again, during the night, nothing happened. All the lions went back into the den. The Gevoidim went, jumped down. They got a hold of the horse. They picked up Rabmeya. Come on back. And they took him back to the Reish Masifta. When they brought him back to the Reish Masifta, they asked Reish Masifta, Genug Shein, Genug. It's already kapora. Rabmeya didn't do an Aveda. And even if he did, it was Vishoyge. And there's no lie that he did an Aveda. So please, let this be the end. This is his tshuva. What else do you want? The Reish Masifta said, no. Rabmeya is too heilig. He's too great. Maybe Efsha, Akolshu, Huamashu, Farfam. He has to go back again. Rabmeya realized, well, he has to go back again. And he realized the lion got used to him once, twice. Who knows what's going to happen tonight? The same thing, the Gevoidim went, they took Rabmeya. They put him up on the horse and they carried him. The horse carried them and they were traveling until they came to the den. Finally, when they came to the den, they put down Rabmeya and the Gevoidim went up the trees. They hid the horses. And they're waiting. Again, lion, 1, 2, 3, 8. The lions come out of the den. And one lion walks directly over to Rabmeya. And I got used to the human blood, human flesh. Smelled it. A lion doesn't have no pachat from a human being. And he sees the way Rabmeya is standing. He's quivering. Mitamol, the lion gives a gishrei. Gives a roar. And then with his paw, he gives a swipe right over Rabmeya's mouth. And he knocks out by his teeth. He knocks out a piece of flesh. And then with the other hand, the lion takes and gives a rice. And he rips out a kazayas of his basar. He rips out a piece of flesh and he eats it. But then he goes away. When these Gevoidim saw that the lion gave a strike against the mayor, he just could have gotten us by his neck. He could have killed him. Could have killed him. They don't even know if he's dead or alive. They don't know what happened. They were on top. Until they waited till the Or Yoyim, and you see our mayor's lifeless. He's laying on the floor. And the Adam all around. They come down to Gevoidim, they were instructed, they couldn't do anything. They come down, they fast, they pick up the Rabmeya, and they run, they gallop so fast until they come to the Reish Masifta. They bring it to the Reish Masifta, and the Reish Masifta said, that's enough. He already had his kapora. Even if there was Aveda, this is the kapora. Kolshkin, we don't even know if there was an Aveda. And Rabmeya went, and they took the Heilig Rabmeya, and they brought him to the biggest doctors, and the doctors were merapa them. The doctor was merapa Rabmeya. And everybody, Mamish, was murdered, and Abhuda, he got rid of her, he got rid of his wife, and it was murdered. Such a loishim, what happened in time that Abhuda. What do we see from this story? We see from the story what it means if somebody has an Aveda, Gevalt. If somebody has an Aveda, he has to get rid of it. A person can't carry along the Aveda with them. Aveda is such a terrible thing, and people want to get rid of Avedas. Let's take a look, just a few hours. It's just hours, you can count them before Rosh Hashanah. Let's take a look, how can a person get rid of his Avedas? They'll have no problem. We're not on the level of Rav Meir. Hashem doesn't falang from us. Hashem doesn't want from us the tshuva from Rav Meir. We're not on that level. We're partial to mention. Hashem wants a simple, simple tshuva. Let's take a look. What was the first time that Hashem told other Malishan how we could bring it down to our level, and what's the tshuva that we have to do in Rosh Hashanah? It says in the pasuk like this. The Eibshit told other Malishan you could eat from anything you want. Over from the Eitz Hadas does kenst nishavim. This doesn't belong to you. Why? Simply because I said so, for no other reason. And remember, I'm the creator, I created the whole world. There's schar and there's oinish. Don't do anything wrong. You could be in Gan Eden, you'll be able to be here forever, you'll be so happy you'll have children that'll live forever, everything will be gewaldig. Don't do anything you're not supposed to do. You could eat from anything. And even though the Chazal said you could even eat from the Eitz Hadas on Shabbos, but today's Friday. You can't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Today's Friday. Shabbos, you can eat from the Eitz Hadas. So don't do anything you're not supposed to. What happened? Chava went over to Adam HaRishon. The whole story first, the Nochash went over to Chava, and she talked him into doing, the Nochash talked Chava into eating from the Eitz Hadas. And then Chava went and took a stick, and Vatoichel Mino ate. She went over to Adam, she was beating him and hitting him until Adam HaRishon gave in, and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Now comes the first words of Techocha. They ran. They realized that Hashem dimension, Eitz Hadas gave him a different dimension in the veld. And they started hiding. They were running away from each other. And they started hiding. They hear the way the Shechin is going in the Gan, in the Gan Eden. And then all of a sudden, they hid. They were so embarrassed. Where are you? Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Ayeka? What does Ayeka mean? What's the time of Ayeka? So the Chazal explained. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav tells us in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches. Adam Alishin Min Oyo. Adam Alishin was an apikoyis. He was a min. Shanema Vayikra Hashem Lekim El Adam. Ayeka, where are you? What does Ayeka mean? On Nota Libcha, where is your heart? What's the Eibishter calling Adam HaRishon? Why is Adam HaRishon called an apikoyis? What did he do wrong? What was the Aveda? Shats like this. Adam HaRishon was the creation of Hashem. He was the Yetzir Kapov of the Eibishter. He had the biggest gilui that was. He saw the world Bishlei Musa when it was first created. Tell me, Adam HaRishon, is it Shayach to hide from Hashem? You tell me, Adam HaRishon, is it Shayach to hide? How could you possibly think that Hashem is not here? You're the one that was created from the Ofam in Adama. Hashem made you with his hands. You should experience Shechina more than anybody else in the whole Bria. Ayeka, where is your heart? On not to Libcha. Where did your heart run away? How could you possibly think that I'm not here, that I'm not looking at you? Tell me. If somebody's about to do an Aveda, and then all of a sudden, Moshe Feinstein walks in. The Stifler walks in. The Vilna Gaon walks in. Would the person do that? Maybe he would be so embarrassed, he'd run away, jump out of the window from embarrassment. Oh, the Malishan! It's not Abayin Rava looking at you, it's Hashem looking at you. How could you possibly think that Hashem is not here? On not the Libcha, Ayeka, where are you? Where's your heart? How could you do such a mistake? So if all the Malishan Lefid Dargosai, he did not feel that the Shechinah was looking at him. When his wife came with the piece of wood and was hitting him over the head, he should eat the Eitz Hadas. Why did he give him to his wife? Why couldn't he say, listen, I'm sorry, Chava, I can't eat it. Hashem is looking. If Hashem's looking, there's nothing to talk about. He's not going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So why did he eat from the Eitz Hadas? Shavti Chazal, Adam HaRishon Min Hoyo. Ooh, if you do an Aveda Chas Hashom, you're like an apikoyis. You don't believe Hashem here. Because if you thought that Hashem was the Avada, you wouldn't do an Aveda. The pasuk tells us, "Vayehi erev, vayivayke yoim hashishi, vayichul hashemayim." That's what we say, Kiddush. How do we say Kiddush? We start vayerev, vayivayke yoim hashishi, vayichul hashemayim. So we say yoim hashishi. Yoim, the yud is yud. Yoim, the yud from the word yoim, is the beginning of Hashem's name. Hashishi is the hey. Vayichulu is the vav. Hashemayim is the hey. What does that mean? Why do we say this? What are we saying? The night when we make Kiddush. Friday night, why are we saying, Yoyim Hashishi Vayichul Hashemayim? So the Mefarshim explain, because the whole world, Vayichula Hashemayim Va'aretz, come to teach you one thing, that Hashem exists. When you look it out, look out, and you hear the crickets, and you see the trees, you see things go the way the sun, the wind, summertime and wintertime, spring, fall, how everything falls into place. Who did that? It didn't happen by itself. It didn't happen from the Big Bang. It didn't happen by itself. Somebody made it. So from the whole world, the Shamayim, and from the Aretz, you should say Yud Kei Vav Kei. You should see Hashem, how Hashem created the world. You should say thank you to Hashem. You should see Hashem from the whole world. You saw the whole world right when it's being in the middle of the creation. Why didn't you see Hashem? How could you not see Hashem from the world? Yud Kei Vav Kei Vayoyim Hashishi Vayichul Hashemayim Vodet. From Friday and Shabbos alone, you should see the Hashem Havayi, you should see Hashem. So if Adam and Isha, you don't see Hashem, there's a Moir de Katayna. Not only that. The Rambam tells us, how does a person see Shechina? There are many people, there are people Chas HaShom that aren't from, and they don't know anything about Yiddishkeit. They don't know that Hashem exists. They don't know how important it is to do mitzvahs. They don't know how terrible it is to do Avedis. So what should a person do? How does a person get Avas Hashem? So the Rambam says there's one way, easy way. How? Right away you'll see that there's Hashem. Look into the world. See how they create things. See, could the Umis Olam create things? It says they do all the Chochmah of the world. They can't even make a Yiddish. They can't do anything. Take a look how Hashem makes it. Take a look how beautiful the world is. How it keeps on going and going and going in all the Vashefnishim. All the animals have what to eat. And somehow the whole system works. Who does it? Take a look at the whole solar system, how the thing works exactly. Everything is top, tip, top shape. Everything keeps on going and going. Who makes it happen? Who makes the moon go around? Who makes the sun? Who makes the earth go around the sun? Who makes the whole sun move? Who makes the whole solar system? Who makes all the galaxies running and moving in such a tremendous directions and different sizes and shapes? Who does all that? So if the Rambam look into the world and you'll see a world, you'll see that there's a creator to the world. That's what the Taina was in Adam Rishon. Look at the whole Shemayim V'aretz and you'll see Shem Havaya. You are the Mishnah. How could you possibly do an Aveda? How could you possibly do an Aveda? The Chazal teach us, how did Avraham Avinu know that Hashem exists? Hashem didn't come to Avraham Avinu and says, hello Avraham, I exist. How did Avraham know? So the Chazal says, Moshe l'Adam shayu oivim mamokim l'mokim. A person was going from one place to the other place. He saw there was a building, there was a big bira, and he saw that there was a fire there. Omat, he said, bira zub loy manik? Is it shayach that this migdol, this bira, tell me there's no one's making it, there's a fire there, it's under control, it's not burning the whole bira, everything's under control, everything is working with a system. Is there shayach that it should be without a creator? All of a sudden the bala bira says, anihu bala bira. Yep, you're right, there's someone that made it. Same thing with the world. Avraham Avinu said, he looked at the whole world. Avraham was such a great scholar. He was such a deep scientist. He knew everything. He was a brilliant mind, the Rambam tells us. And Avraham Avinu says, time is a chayat that the world should be without a manik. So the Yevshi says, no, I am the manik. Anihu balabira. If Avraham Avinu could do that, why didn't Adam Rishon do it? Why didn't Adam Rishon look at the world and see that Hashem is here? And that's the taina to Adam Rishon. And that's why Hashem gives us so many mitzvahs. Hashem gives us mezuzah, and Hashem gives us the mitzvah from Sukkah, and we have to say, Shema, why do we do this? To remind us every time that there's Hashem, there's a creator in the world. We have to have things that remind us, things that give us idea, another insight that Hashem really exists. If you look around, where's Hashem? You don't see Hashem, you see wood, you see metal, you see lights, you see chairs, you see a car. Where's Hashem? That's if you look only with fleshika eyes, you look with your or bosa. You look only with eyes without any seichel. But if you look with your seichel, you say, wait, just one second. Where did this bix come from? It's a combination of offer and mayim. Who made that offer? Who made that mayim? Who made this whole combination that if you mix these two things together, you can make a brick, and you can stay warm, and you can be happy, you can have a air conditioner system, you can have a heating system. There's someone that originated all these koichas that made it that the man could possibly make all these combinations. So you have to look at the world that way. And when you look at the world that way, you have a moedit aliyah. The Chayyadim says, if somebody, a nes happens to you, you know what you should do? You should make a yontif. Why should you make? So people should remember, Hashem is here, Hashem is here. The other day I went to Mansi and I had to go visit somebody that was sick. A friend of mine, a Yugamanda, used to learn in Lakewood. It was very big Tamachochem. And he said, he used to say yeshiva in a very big yeshiva. And then he, and not only that, he was saying daf yom yeshiva at night. Very tremendous talmud chacham. It's a solid king of man. And I come inside to him. I heard that he was sick. Lo'alechem. I come inside. And the person has rachmana litzlan lo'alechem MS. Half of his body is paralyzed from the from halfway of his stomach down to his feet. He doesn't feel anything. It just happened in 2 weeks' time. All of a sudden, he had pain in his fingers and then this, and the doctor, this, that, whatever the end of the story was. In 2 weeks' time, they were running, and then and he's laying in the same bed for 2.5 years. The only thing he could do is put him into a wheelchair. Then they take him out of a wheelchair, and here he is, so broken. He's laying there in his bed. Good, I went, I happened to be a Mansi then, and I realized, look, what a big mitzvah it is if you go, if you take a big tzaddik to come to visit him. I'm an ishposha, if I come to visit my good old friend, it's a mitzvah, of course. I can't say it's not a mitzvah. It's called Vika Cholim. It's a Gemaldik mitzvah. But if I bring a big Tam Chochem, it's Tzaddik. It's a much, much bigger mitzvah. So I ran back to a place where I came from. I saw there was a big Tzaddik, a big Rosh Hashiva that gave to Rosenblum. So I asked him, would Rosh Hashiva be kind enough? I asked him in Yiddish, maybe would you want to come to the Mavanka Cholim? Somebody that's a Baruch in a person. He never saw you, but he heard so much about you. If you come, you will tell him Divrei Chizuk. He'll feel great. So he said, no. So it was later. It was about 10:30 at night. I called up the house. Is it okay if I could bring this and this? And the wife of the person said, please, you'll be doing my husband such a gewaltig chesed. Right away, we got into a car, we went, took a 5-minute drive, and we went. We came to the house. When we came to the house, the person was laying in his bed, and the Rosh Hashiva asks him, he asks him in Yiddish, he asks him, do you have pain? Do you have yisurim? He says, halavai, you have the pain. He doesn't feel anything. But then he says, take a look what Hashem did for me. I could move my toe. And he showed us, he could move his toe with it. He says he's so happy. He could move his toe a half an inch. I didn't know which world I was in. He was just showing us. He says he's so happy because just a few months ago he couldn't even move from half part of his body all the way down. He just couldn't move anything. He didn't feel anything. But now he could move his toe. And he showed us, take a look, Rosh Hashiva. This person is about 35 years old, maybe even more, 38 years old. And he's telling us, such a chash of a mensch, look, I can move my toe. He says, look what the chesed Yevusha gave me. I can move my toe. And he shows us again and again and again. I was looking. I didn't believe what I was seeing. I didn't believe what I was hearing. Look how happy the person is. Thanks Hashem. And then he reads a lot because he wants to know how to get out of the sickness and what type of therapy he has to use. He says, you can't be mazik. He tells the Rosh Hashiva. He says, you can't be mazik. How much chokhmah it is to make the human being move his toe. He says, you know what it takes? How much messages have to go from this part of the body to the other part of the body? How everything has to work. And he explains and explains and explains in such big fancy words. I didn't even know the person knows all this. He's doing what it means. And look how much chesed Hashem is doing for me. I can move my toe a half an inch. And he showed again. He can move his toe. We could move our toes. We could move our hands. We could jump. We could spring. We could hang. And this person is steiging in Amunah. He's steiging in Amunah. Why? Because he can move his toe a half an inch. So what should we feel? What should we feel that we can go like this with the hands and you can play basketball, you could jump, you could swim, you could jog, you could do whatever you want. You're so happy that you can move around. How much thanks do we have to say Hashem to Hashem? When we say bracha, reifich, albasa, amatid, lashes, boy, do we have to thank Hashem. There are people, chas v'shalom, that can't use the bathroom. There are people that parts of the body is destroyed and they have no feeling. They have to put in tubes and they have to take out tubes and such a asik and such a bazaar and so much. And if we, if our whole system works, don't you have to say thank you? Doesn't Hashem deserve it that you should say thank you? Adam and Isha, where were you? Where are you? Don't you see what Hashem did to you? You just couldn't just move your toes, Adam. You could move all around. You could spring. You could dance. You could laugh. You could dance with all the malachim. You could go around the whole world. Who made that? Somebody made that for you. Say thank you. Don't you know I exist? That was the taina to Adam and Isha. And that's the taina to us every Rosh Hashanah. Hashem says, come on, don't you know I'm here? Why are you running away from me? I gave you so many reminders that I'm here. Look in the world, look into your goof. The Rambam tells us, why were the Chacham saken that we should make brachas? Baruch atah Hashem, Asher Kedishom Zodam tells you that. Baruch atah Hashem, Doi B'chol Basam Aflasin. Shekoichim Gurasim, Baruch atah Hashem, Shekoichim Gurasim Olalim. So many different brachas. Everything you do is another bracha, another bracha, another bracha. And every bracha has to have Shem and Malchus, otherwise it's no bracha. Talk to Rambam, why the Chacham made the Isha say Shem Hashem so many times? Hashem's name is very holy. Some Chas V'Shalom says Hashem's name Rachavon, it's not a portion of Zach. So the Rambam asks, in the beginning of the brach, in the beginning of the brachas, why did Hashem make it that we should have so many brachas? So the Rambam explains, brachas rabbis tiknu chachomin, derech shvach v'haydo v'derech bakosha. The Chachomim or Kaveya, many brachas. Kedei Lizker es Haboyrei Tomid. Kedei Lizker es Haboyrei Tomid. Why does Hashem give us brachas? So we should remember Hashem. We're so busy. He was busy learning. He was busy davening. He was busy doing mitzvahs. He was busy going to school. He was busy doing homework. So when do we remember that Hashem's here? Even if you learn, sometimes you chas v'shalom forget that Hashem is here. So the Yevara Chachomim gave us a takona. Brachas, say Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Say it again and again and again. You'll have reminders you know Hashem is here. So when it comes time to do an Aveda, you won't do an Aveda. Why? Because you know Hashem is here. When it comes time to daven, you'll open up your heart. Thanks a lot, Hashem. I appreciate you giving me my hands, you giving me my feet. Thank you so much. Why? Because you have reminders again and again that Hashem is here. What happened by in Pashas B'Shalach? There's a Moedei D'Gemaisa. The Pasuk says that Klai Yisrael, Rashi tells us in Kapitel Yud Zayin at the end of Pasuk Zayin. It says, "Vayikra Hashem Amok Emaso Meliva Al Riv Bnei Yisrael V'Nasoisem Es Hashem Leimer Hayesh Hashem Kibenu Imoyin Vayovi Amolek." So Rashi asks, "What's the shaychus with the two parshas together?" So Rashi says, "Oh, Marshall, there was a father that was walking together with the son. And he took the son and he put the son on his shoulders. And then he's any direction the son wanted to go, the father says, I'll take you this way, I'll take you that way. Any place you want to go, I'll take you. All of a sudden he says, if there's a door come, say the father puts him on this side. Is it? Father puts him on his head. The father protects him every single second. All of a sudden the kid is sitting on his father. Then he sees a different guy go by. He says, hey, do you see my father? Father hears, what? What do you mean? I'm protecting, I'm doing everything. Next guy goes by. He said, hey, do you see my father? You'll see if I protected you before now. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He took care of us. He took care of us. He actually took us. We were so many years in Mitzrayim. How many years? 210 years. You know what I mean? 210 years in Mitzrayim. 210 years in Mitzrayim. Wow. And then Avraham became. Hashem took us out. And Hashem did so many mitzvahs and employees. Now all of a sudden we're saying, hey, is Ayesh Hashem Kibenu? Is Hashem here? What do you mean is Hashem here? What did Hashem do for us? You don't know if Hashem's here? Vayavi Amalek. It's such an important responsibility. We always have to realize that Hashem is here. Hashem takes care of us more than anything in the whole world. Hashem is always taking care of us. And if Chas v'Shalom, we don't realize that Hashem is here, it's a terrible task. Now, I don't say that every single second you have to walk around Shavitz Hashem Lenegdi, Summit Shavitz Hashem Lenegdi. We can't do that. We're not on that level. Even though the Chereidim holds you have to do that. And the chinuch holds every single second you're not allowed to be masiach das. You have to put it in the back burner. Of course, you have to do your mitzvahs and everything else. You have to live normal, but it always has to be in the back burner. But by us, at least when we daven, at least when we make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, Hashem, thank you. That's it. When you bench, realize you're saying thank you to Hashem. I have a friend of mine that never, he can't bring food to his mouth. He doesn't have control of his hands. If you take the food and you can bring it to your mouth and it tastes good, say thanks to Hashem. Say thank you. If you can move your toe like this, something back, say thanks to Hashem. It's a money de kazach. The Chazal tell us, Oy lonu miyayim adin, oy lonu miyayim at herchocha. Gevalt, what's going to be when Hashem is going to give us Musa? Why? Because ma listen ka kavachayma. Ma doch Yosef at tzadik when he told his brothers herchocha. They all done a shamus, went out and they all died. When Hashem is going to give us herchocha, how are we going to withstand the pressure from the taina? What's the pshat? What happened? What was the story with Yosef? What was the story with Yosef? Let's get the story straight. Yosef has brothers. They know that there's a dream, right? They know there's a dream. They took Yosef and they sold him. Why did they sell him? They were going to kill him. Why were they going to do it? Because he had a dream. He said he's going to be Melech, and he's wrong. He's not a Melech more than us. We're all equal over here. What's he trying to do over here? And they got rid of Yosef. But they knew him back at the mines. They knew there was a dream that one day they're going to bow down to him. What happened? After the whole establishment of the story, they're running down to Mitzrayim. They see the father's crying every day like the first day. It says the Chazal that when Yankov cried, he fainted, and Reuven and Yehuda went, and he picked up his father's head, and he was laying on the floor next to his father, he put his head on his knees, and he wiped off the tears from his father, and he asked his father, please stop crying. And his father says, I can't live without Yosef. And the Chazal say every single day, it was like the first day. Lipset, he forgot about it, he was Masiach Das. Every second, and everybody knows, if Chas v'Shalom there's a tragedy in the family, it takes a while that a person forgets. But if somebody's alive, he's still alive, you don't forget. Because the maid is not nishkach min alei. Said, you see the father crying every single day. The father tells him, go down to Mitzrayim. They go down to Mitzrayim. The person says, you're Reuben, you're Shimon, you're Levi, you're Yosef, you're Binyan, you're this, you're that, you're each one. And then he says, is your father alive? And he says, Shem Hashem, what does he say? What does he say? Elekechem, Elekei Avichem, Nasan Lechem, Matmoin. Whoever heard of a Goyishi king saying, Shem Hashem, why don't they have a Havamina if this is Yosef? Why don't they have a Havamina? And then when Shimon went and he was fighting with Menashe, Menashe won and gave him a knock on his back and knocked him down on the floor. And then Yehuda said and Shimon said, this must be Jewish blood. It's impossible. So who's the Jewish blood? Who else can it be if it's not Yosef? Think for yourself. No, Yosef's not here. They don't have a Havamina, Yosef's here. And what happens every time they come back? Hashalom Avichem Azakin, is your old father alive? Oydenuchoy, as soon as they hear he's alive, the king Yosef gets off. He hears that these Jews, the father's alive. He gets off. He lays down on the floor, pisses your diamond aglaim, and he thanks Hashem. What's going on over here? Why don't you have a half a minute? This is Yosef. You know, this is a dream. You're going down here, look. And Yosef here saying, what are you guys doing here? He said, we're looking for our brother Yosef. So where are you looking? He said, well, we know that maybe he's over here. They're looking for Yosef. Yosef tells him, you're Reuven, you're Shimon. He asks them, they've got a fight. And then they get into a fight. And he tells Yehuda, you did this. And then you went this. He knows everything about everybody. And then finally when they get Binyamin, he says, Binyamin, you don't have a mother. I don't have a mother. Let's both sit together. Come on. Can't you see the story, the end of the story? Can't they figure out that Shvatim weren't so brilliant that they could figure out that this is Yosef? How could they not? That's what Yosef said. Yosef said, and the Yosef. Where are you? How could you not realize that I'm Yosef? I'm right in front of you. I'm telling you all your secrets that's doing in your house. I lay down on the floor and I thank Hashem every time you talk about your father. Why don't you ever have a minute to know that I'm Yosef? Why couldn't you figure out that I'm Yosef? Are you so rochak from me? You're so far from me? You don't know that I'm Yosef? Same thing. La'asid lovay, what happens? La'asid lovay, Hashem says, Ani Hashem. He's saying the same thing. Just like Yosef says, Ani Hashem, and people are running away, Chas Hashem from Hashem, and they're running here and they can't find Hashem, they don't see Hashem. Says, wait, take a look what I did for you. I'm carrying you on my shoulders. I'm protecting you generation after generation. There's no way our Chai Yisrael could exist without Siyata Deshmaya. That Rav Yankiv Emden says, Chei Nafshi, he swears by his life, that the nest that Chai Yisrael keeps existing, generation after generation, is bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf and Mount Torah together. He said it's the biggest thing that possibly ever happened in the world. That Klai Yisrael can still, how could it happen? It's impossible. The Goyim want to kill us. And we keep outliving them. How's that happening? So how could we not see Hashem? Ayeko! Where is your heart? How could you not know Hashem is here? How could you not daven and say thank you? Okay, Taka, we don't know the tights of all the words, especially the slichas. But at least face the Aron Kodesh. And say a little words in English, Hashem, thank you. Please take care of my family, take care of my father, take care of my mother. Please, Hashem, take care of me. Give me Hatzlocha, I want to make it this year. It's hard for me, but I want to make it. It's my first year here, it's my second year here, it's my third year, it's my fourth year. Next year I want to make a base medish. Next year I want to do this. Hashem, I need help. Why could we not do it? Hashem took care of us so much. He takes care of us if you see it, if you don't see it, but he always takes care of us. How could we not say hello, Hashem? Thank you so much. That's when we have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. The first thing a Yid has to know that Hashem is here. Don't run away from it. A lot of people think, you know, it's a frum thing. It's a frum thing. You talk about Hashem, it comes a frum thing. I don't like to be a frum guy. I like to become a very big Talmid Chacham. I want to be, or a successful businessman. But I don't want to be a frumi. A frumi is not for me. Not that way. It has nothing to do with becoming a frum guy. No one's asking you to put on a big gargle. No one's asking you to order a mikvah 5,000 times a day. No one's asking you to learn Kabbalah. For one thing, just say hello to Hashem. In the morning, you learn Krishna, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. Hashem, I know that you're here. That's wonderful. You know what you did with that? When you learn Krishna at night, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. Hashem, I know that you're here. When you wake up in the morning, Moed Ani Lefanecha, thanks Hashem, I know that you're here. When you go to sleep at night, Krishna Lamita, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. Hashem, I know that you're here. Just a few times a day, remind yourself that Hashem is here. You don't know how happy you'll be. Rosh Hashanah is the time when Hashem says the same word again. Ayeko, where are you? When did Hashem say this the first time, Ayeko? He said in Rosh Hashanah. Adam Rishon was created in Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem tells Adam Rishon, Ayeko, where's your heart? Don't run away from me. I take care of you. I carry you. And that's what Hashem tells us every single Rosh Hashanah. So what do we Heilige Yidden do? Can we withstand this pressure? Of course we can. What do? Each one of us takes a marzah. And we come into shul. We go to the mikveh before Rosh Hashanah. And we're hailing, and we go inside, and we
scream Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech Yorim. Every Yid screams this Hashem in the veld. A lot of times people during the year we're foolish, we're nourish, we do silly things. But Tzur Levavi, in my heart, the Abish is in my heart, and I'm close to Hashem. And every single Yid comes to a shul, a Rosh Hashanah, and every Yid, even not from a Yidin. I live across the street from a shul, and then I see people coming and coming and coming, and the shul is packed, and packed. People that are Mechalei Shabbos the whole year, everybody comes back. They all come back, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Everybody comes back, Hashem, I know you're here. They're sorry, they this, that, they do have charot, they don't have charot, that's not my problem. I can just see what it is. Everybody comes home and says, Hashem, I know that you're here. And it's such an important thing, the fact that yeshiva life. Boys that learn Torah, bochum that learns Torah. There's the biggest thing in the world is to learn Hashem's Torah. There's nothing bigger in the world. And if we learn Hashem's Torah, how much should we have to scream to Hashem? Hashem Melech. When the Chazan says, Yiskadel, Yiskadei, Shmeir Rabbah, that Hashem's name should be glorified. It should be magnified over the whole world. Everybody should know that Hashem exists. And we say, Amen. You know what schar you get for that? Amen. And when we say, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Hashem's name should be Mevarach Di'olam Olmei Olmai, over the whole world everybody should know that Hashem exists. You know, the Chas V'Sholem, somebody had 70 years of bid. They wrote down the person because he did that Veda, for 70 years of bid, and he goes into a shul, and he says, Yehei Shmei Rabba, he takes that off. Gives you Rimasi. Chas V'Sholem, you know, everybody does that Veda. The person could do it, who knows what. Uli, suddenly he goes into a shul, and he says, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Li'olam Olmei Olmai, Hashem, your name should be over the whole world, everybody should know that you exist. Then the Abishah takes up all that Veda. Why? Because he states that he exists. And that's how you do tshuva. We don't have to do the tshuva of Rav Meir. That's a very advanced level of tshuva. We're partial to people. We just have to tell Hashem, Hashem, we know that you exist. When Hashem has a taino on Rosh Hashanah, Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Where's your heart? We say, Hashem, you know where we are? Right with you. And we come to shul, and we daven, each and every one of us. And we know as much as we can if we know the type, especially today to have English Mahzorim, so much time to look it over and to underline and to know points we should stress. It's such a gewaldig gezach. Then that's why the Gemara tells us. You want to be Zorcha, you want to have a good tadin, you want everything should come out, Asadi Yeshutoy, the Chazal say, Imnu lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah Malchiyas, say the psukim in front of me, says Hashem. Know that I exist, let it be Lefonai. Imnu Lefonai B'Rosh Hashanah Malchiyas. Why? Make me that I'm your king. Scream out to the world Hashem Melech. Once you scream out to the world Hashem Melech, that's all I want. And that's true. We don't have to worry about Avedis. I always tell you every year, forget about your Avedis. All you do is have to worry about that Hashem is here. Just know that Hashem is here. And that is the biggest tshuva, and that's the best thing to do. Forget about anything else. I'm not such a big chassid of the Vidur books. I'm just a person that's just, I don't like when people click into Avedis, I did this Avedis, did that Avedis, this, what's going to be? So if you know all your Avedis, you know your Avedis better than the Vida books. What do you need it for? You should just spend time on one thing only. Hashem, I know that you're here. Hashem, thank you for taking care of me. Hashem, please. Zachreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, kosveinu b'seifer achaim, l'man chaleikim chaim. Hashem, give me a good year. Make me happy this year. I know that you're here. Okay, I'm starting out new. I know that you're here. That's all you have to do. And boys, it's so easy to do that. You don't have to think about your avodah. It's silly. Forget about that. We're not on that level. Today, you just have to say, Hashem, I know they're here. That means you have to come to davening on time. I think if Hashem is here, then you have to come to davening on time. You have to daven with a hat and jacket. Just at least the time of tefillah. Hashem, I know that you're here. The whole Rosh Hashanah, we're hours and hours in shul. What do we do in shul? We don't know the tights of the words. What should we do? And this time, you should always think the whole time, Hashem, I know you're here. Hashem, I know you're here. When everybody sings, we're singing together. Hashem. When they open up the Aron Kodesh, they stand up in awe with tremendous terechet. Hashem, I know you're here. It's Moedig. Rosh Hashanah could be such a happy day for a person. It's a yontif. Why is it a yontif? It's Midas Adin. You're right, it's Midas Adin. But it's a yontif. It's happy. We're all coming back to say, Hashem, we know you're here. The Medes tells us a Moedig Moshul. Moshul, a Melech Basav Adam, that went into a Medina. And he told the people in the Medina, I want to make gezeiros. I want to, the king comes inside. So the people tell him, King, make us rules and regulations. We want to deen you. We want to service you. He says, wait just one second. Before I give you my rules and regulations, first you have to proclaim me that I'm the king. Once you say that I'm the king, then I can give you rules. Same thing the Abish says. First thing is, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Lo'ilcha Alehim Acherim. Once you're makabel that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that I'm here, now I can give you the rest of the Torah. And that's the most important thing.
and it's such an easy thing for a person to do. A person on Rosh Hashanah, the whole day he has to think, Hashem, you're here, Hashem, you're here. And once a person does, he's murdered matzliach. I want to take certain parts of davening of Rosh Hashanah just to tell you a little bit about what you should think about when you daven on Rosh Hashanah. First thing that's very, very important, and it's an easy thing. The reason why I'm choosing this is because it's very easy. It's very, very not good when a person wants to do tshuva, he takes a thing that he can't do. Rav Leib Chassman once told my Rebbe, Rav Shalom Zangezel, he told him like this. You want to do tshuva? He said, of course I want to do tshuva. He said like this. Sit down in a room where no one's there. Don't let anybody stare you. And then make a cheshbon. What's the simplest thing that you could do? The simplest thing that you could do, your simplest kabbalah, that you could say, okay, for the new year I'm going to do this and this. But don't be magazim. Don't exaggerate. Don't take more than what you... I sit down for 20 minutes. Think it out and then write it down on a piece of paper. Shalom said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. He says, after you do that, then cut off hair. After you finish making your biggest cheshbon, the smallest thing you can do, now cut off hair. Once you cut off hair, now do that hair. That's what he should do. And what did he mean to tell him? Take a little thing. Don't take big things. Big things, and the next day you forget about it. It's impossible. You can't hold on. Take it easy. Rosh Hashanah, we daven the whole day. Say some tshuva, we daven. We say a tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu. Let's look at a few of the Avinu Malkeinu. You have to realize, there's nobody in the world that loves you more than your father. And he spells it for the father of Shemayim, Avinu, Avinu Ha'ov Harachamon, the Eibishter that loves us more than anything, Bonim Atam Hashem, he loves us more than anything. When we say Avinu Malkeinu, we have to have the feeling, Tata, you're my father. Hashem, you're more than my father. You're more than my father. Now, a father wants to help somebody very, very much, but a lot of times he's handicapped. He doesn't have the capabilities. He doesn't have the, he's not in the matzav, he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the connections, what should he do? But wait, a king can do everything. A king, everything is at his disposal, life and death, everything is at his disposal. But wait, some kings are very powerful, they want you to know that they're king. So what are we going to do over here? So we put these two things together. Avinu, that you are Malkeinu. A father wants, and a melech can. Please, Avinu Malkeinu Chatonu Lefanecha. Some say you skip this Avinu Malkeinu Chatonu Lefanecha. Because they say you can't say Chatonu Lefanecha. We're not talking about a very Rosh Hashanah. It's a happy day. We have to just come back to Hashem. And what do we say? Avinu Malkeinu Elonu Melech Elohim. I'll never forget my Rebbe Rav Shalom once the shoulder. And the Chazon Ish said this. Avinu Malkeinu Elonu Melech Elohim. And he described it like a little boy was standing. He said the Chazon Ish was by his tender. And a little boy was standing with it. Taking a little scissor, it bent, ripped pages, and he was saying, oh, you know, Shalom was standing next to Chazanish, and he saw him. He's saying, Einonu Melech Elohim, Hashem, we don't have anybody else to turn to. I have no one to turn to. When somebody comes to you and says, Hashem, I have no one to turn to, then you have to help out, because that's what you have to do. And Shalom, when he was described, because a lot of people were saying that, he started crying, just reminded himself how the Chazanish looked like a little jingle, begging to Hashem, Hashem, we have no one to turn to, please. When we start Avinu Malkeinu and we say this, I say Shemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, we say it so much and we bomb, we say it so shy. What's the first thing? Hashem, I know that you're here. And Lonu Melech Elohim, we have no one else to turn to. You're the only one that can help me. You know what's missing. I remember I went with a friend of mine to Avshach, and Avshach said, what should be your feelings in davening? He says you should say, Tate, du weißt was fehlt mir, help me. He said, Hashem, you know what's missing by me. You know what I need. You help me. You know better than what I, you know better than me what I need. You're my father, you're my king, you want my hatzlocha, you want I should be matzliach. Hashem, I gotta make it work. I'm starting now this and this masech, that's very hard. It's not the way I thought it would be. I thought it would be easy and it's murder. Please Hashem, you know what I'm missing? I'm missing a heart. I'm missing seichel. I'm missing initiative. I'm missing a drive. I'm missing a geschmack. I'm missing kedusha. I'm missing good friends. I need, please Hashem, help me. Avinu Malkeinu Einlonu Melech Elohim, please Hashem, help me. Here's a different Avinu Malkeinu, that's very, very important. Avinu Malkeinu. Kosveinu B'Sefer Chaim Tov. How many people, if you look back, how many people had a miserable year? They didn't have a happy year, they didn't have a tzloch year. They had more Agmas Nefesh than they had Tzah. Who made that happen? Who made that happen? There's only one that made it happen. They had Chaim, but they didn't have Chaim Toivim. It was miserable. They got into fights with people. People were making fun of them. They were depressed. They weren't matzliach. They wanted this. It didn't come through. And they were tzibrochim. Hashem, please, I'm asking you with my whole heart, please, give me life. But give me a chayim toiv. Make me happy. Make me be matzliach in yeshiva. Make me, I should be popular. Make me, I should have, everybody should like me. No one should make fun of me. Help me, I should make good marks. Help me, I should be matzliach. Please, Hashem, ein lanu melech ela ata. Have no one else to turn to except you. And you tell me, Hashem that looks not from Shemayim, whose tefillah is he going to answer? Is he going to answer such a tefillah? When the book opens up his heart to Hashem, please Hashem, I don't have any place to, I have no place else to turn. You know, they say a moir de kavod, I heard this from my Rebbe, Mashkiach, or else I saw it in the Sefer from Rabbi Ruchem. It says a moir de gazach. It says that Yanka fought with a malach. How could you fight with a malach? You're a mensch. A malach is a stick fire. And Yanka fought with a malach and he beat up the malach. How could you do it? It says, by Yavose Yankov Lavada, he was alone. No one else can help you. You've got to make it on your own. You know Rosh Hashanah, Hashem does each and every one of us separately. And you know, you've got to do it on your own. No one's going to stand there. You can't start getting brachas from the whole world. You're standing right now. Hashem's going to look at you. He wants you to talk to him. The Aron Kodesh is opening. He wants you to talk to him. Say hello to him. You say, Hashem, please. Please, Hashem. You're my father. You're more than my father. My father can't do everything, but you're Malkeinu. And you're the creator of all the universes. You could do anything. You could make me a trillionaire. You could make me, I should be this. I could be, you could give me anything, Hashem. Please, please, Kosvenu b'sefer chayim toivim. Give me a happy life. Give me good life. Make it everything that should be wonderful for me. A different one. Avinu Malkeinu. It's such a beautiful song, I'll never forget. Years ago, many, many years ago, I went to Eretz Yisrael and I got into a bus that went around the touring all the kfarim to go around the Tzfat by the Alizal. This place, we spent the whole day going to all the kfarim to be mispal, like Kibbutz Tzadikim, like the Minig. And I was mispal. Hashem shall help me here, Hashem shall help me there. I went together with everybody. When I was in the bus, when we got back, it was dark and the bus was traveling. So a lot of Yishalayim people, the bus was packed with people. They sat on the bus and they were singing all the way back. Was a few hour ride. They were singing this song. This was the song. Avinu Malkeinu Chaneinu Vaneinu. Please Hashem, Chaneinu Vaneinu. I don't deserve it. Ki ein bonu ma'aseh. I have nothing to offer. My pockets are empty. I have nothing. I have no mitzvahs. I'm only avedus. What should I do? I have nothing. You're my father, and if you're my father, I can ask you. I couldn't ask anybody else. If somebody comes over to a big rich person, he says, could you please lend me money? Could you please give me money? Hey, the big guy sits. He decides, yeah, no, big shot. But then when you have somebody goes over to a person, go over to Hashem, you say, you go over to your father. First, let's talk about your father. Ta, daddy, you're right. I was no good. What should I do? I'm sorry. Please forgive me for everything I do. Please help. Did everything wrong, but I'm turning to you. I'm sticking out my heart. I'm opening up my heart. I'm sticking out my hand. Please, Hashem, help me. Wouldn't your father help you? Of course he'll help you. And when we come to Avinu Ha'ov Arachmon, to Hashem that loves us more than anything else in the world, and we say, Choneinu Vaneinu Ke'ein Bonu Ma'asem, Hashem, we have no ma'asem. We take it, don't have any ma'asem. And we ask him, Asei Imonu Tzoka V'Chesed V'Hashem. Please, Hashem, do it for the Chesed, not only me, do it for the whole yeshiva, all the families of all the yeshiva, do it for all the yeshivas. Help all the yidden. Help the yidden that aren't from. Help the yidden that are from. Help the big Tamil Chacham. Help the Zkenim. Help the poor people. Help the sick people. The whole Yontif Rosh Hashanah you should think, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. You're my father. You can help me. You can take care of me. Please, Hashem. Ein lanu. We have no schos that we're asking you. It's very, very important, Rosh Hashanah. You have to have a hakdama to Rosh Hashanah. You have to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. If a person doesn't prepare for Rosh Hashanah, he'll end up having chasson nothing. What's going to be? He'll take a shower, he'll put on some yontiftika clothes, he'll eat some honey cake, and that'll be the Rosh Hashanah. He'll sing a few songs, and he'll watch the Baal Tekeah blow 100 koilas. Is that what Rosh Hashanah is? Rosh Hashanah is the day that you can walk out for the Chush Godel. It says, Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi, Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Zu Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a lichtigkeit. It's lichtig. You could be so happy for the rest of your life. You just have to bring Hashem into your life. Bring him into your life. Hashem, I know that you exist. Hashem, thank you for taking care of me. Hashem, I don't have any ma'asim. I'm a poor person. But please, choneinu vaneinu. Every time you say, Avinu Malkeinu, the minigis, people yell.
People cry, people yell and beg, Hashem, please, Hashem, make everybody have a refuah shleima. There are people that are broken-hearted because they're sick and they're so helpless. All it is tefillah. If a yid is misfollowed, the person's gizun. So without tefillah, we have to do it. Remember, before Rosh Hashanah, even though those boys, that they don't have the minig of going to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, but the minig is that everybody goes to the mikveh before Rosh Hashanah. It's a gevaldik azach, you should give a little bit stalker. Stalker is a gevaldik azach, you give stalker Rosh Hashanah. And the best thing are, there are a few boys that I know that will definitely do this. You take out your mazah, take it out days before Rosh Hashanah. Take it out a little bit tonight, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit Sunday. Take out your mazah and go over parts of it together with your chava in English. Underline certain important things. Over here you should feel this, you should feel that. If you have a nice word, put it down into your mazah. I underline every time I have the word ato my mazah, I underline it. Every time I have the Shem Hashem, my whole mazah is underlined. I go through it from year to year and I see a good word, I'm marking it. Why? When I get to these words, I should feel this word. I should get involved. I shouldn't lose a moment of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a great day. You could get a veil from it, but you have to prepare. Hashem should bench all of us that we should open up our hearts the last days of the year. And we should ask Hashem, please, Chaneinu Vaneinu, Hashem should answer our tefillot. Hashem should give us the siyata d'shmaya that He wants to give us. Because He's no one that loves us more than Hashem. Hashem wants us that we should be matzliach. We just have to have seichel. We should stick our hands and say, please Hashem, give me. Or if somebody comes to a rich person, the rich person wants to give him diamonds and jewelry and everything that he wants, and the person stands with his hands behind his back, he doesn't want to take anything, of course he'll end up with nothing. We don't chas Hashem want to end up with nothing for Rosh Hashanah. We want to get the most of Rosh Hashanah. We should stick our hands. We stick our hands now. We say slichas, but you have to get up on time. It's hard. You have to get up early. So what? That's how you get it. That's how you make it. When you give up a little bit for yourself, you get up for slichas. Again, even though we don't know the taich of the word, but one thing we do know, we're turning to Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, Kedach Machana. We just say Hashem's name. When you know Hashem's name, when you come across Hashem's name, you know it means Hashem. That's enough. You know, you talk with Hashem, that's fine. Hashem will know your heart. So we don't know the taich, but at least we're turning to Hashem. We open up our hearts and say, please Hashem, help us. Hashem should bench us for the rest of the year. The last few hours of the year, we should prepare for the Heilig Torah from Rosh Hashanah. And from each one of our hearts, and from our minds, we should crown the Yevishter on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Melech. We should really in our hearts say, Hashem, we know that you're here, we know that you're here. And we're going to try to face you, and we'll be facing in the right direction. The Yevishter should bench us all. We should all be Zorcher for our Ksivah, Vachasim, and Tovah. Amen.